It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 94 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and tonight's special guest is...
Andy Donaldson.
Yeah, sorry Julian, we missed you on this one, but I had an opportunity to interview Andy, because Andy, what are you going to be doing at Lotusphere?
Walking around a lot, visiting a lot of events. Oh, the official thing, right?
Yeah.
I found out this past weekend that I am a contestant for Lotusphere Idol.
So what the heck is Lotusphere Idol?
Well, Lotusphere Idol is a great opportunity for someone that they consider a noob speaker to the Lotusphere community to have a shot at getting their own one-hour session by presenting an abstract.
So you submit an abstract, and, well, a whole bunch of people submitted abstracts, and I guess a certain number of finalists get selected to appear at Lotusphere in front of a set of, say, judges?
The Illuminati, I believe, is what they're commonly known as, yes.
Okay, so who are these Illuminati?
From what I could find, I was Googling here before we started, and list I came up with, I believe, are Kristen Keene from IBM is one of the judges. Paul Mooney, that admin guy from Ireland.
Yeah. I think you might have known. Are admins smart enough to be judges? What? Probably. Yeah, look at Simon Cowell. Yeah,
I hope so, because I'm an admin.
Oh, sorry. So obviously your session is going to be about how you spend all of your time rebooting servers because developers do such bad things with their code, right?
Well, I can't talk too badly about developers because the developer I work with is so skilled and talented, I never have to worry about those things.
Mm-hmm. How much did you have to bribe the judges, Andy?
I'm not proud to say, Bruce. I'm sorry. I just can't bring it up right now.
Okay. So can you give us a hint about your session? I mean,
yeah,
your submission?
My submission was a presentation that I had done with our Lotus user group, local Lotus user group in Cleveland, that actually Greg Eldridge had kind of cornered me into doing. And leading up to it, I was putting a lot of work and thought into it. It's based around Install Shield Tuner for Lotus Notes, which I've kind of been blogging about for the past couple of years, updating a document on my blog. And Greg cornered me. It was actually the meeting you were at, you and Gail had come out for, and said, next meeting, will you present this? I said, sure. So put the presentation together, and a couple days beforehand, I got to thinking, maybe I should submit this for Lotusphere Idol. But I wasn't sure, you know, because that was really my first time presenting in front of a bunch of people, anything Lotus-related, really. So before the meeting, I cornered Greg and Chris Blatnick and said, and Phil Randolph too, and asked them, hey guys, look, you know, I trust you guys. I want you guys to give me a critique of how I do. Is it, you know, good information? Is it something you think that I could, you know, pull off on Lotusphere Idol? And when I was done, they were all like, do it. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I sat on it for a few more days and thought about it some more and thinking, okay, do I want to do this? And I said, why not? And sent the submission in, I believe it was on Paul's site, and hadn't heard anything for a while and
admin.
Didn't think much.
Paul's an admin.
Yeah.
Oh, so are you. I forgot.
Yeah, that's true. So didn't think much about it. Yeah, kind of on and off, like, boy, I wonder if, you know, it's coming closer. I wonder if we're going to hear anything. And then Saturday morning, my daughter brought my BlackBerry to me downstairs saying that my wife was getting sick of hearing it buzz. And lo and behold, on there, the email was from Red Brill saying, congratulations, you're a contestant. So, of course, the freak out began. That, boy, I actually got to put up now.
Yeah. How long do you have to speak for?
Well, it's broken down into, for the contestants, 5-minute segments where we're told we only have a limited number of slides that we can use for it. And basically, for from what I remember last year, was pretty much give an overview, kind of sell your session, why somebody who is there at Lotusphere Idol listening to me, why would they want to show up Thursday morning after being at Universal all night to listen to me talk about Install Shield Tuner? So I went through my slides again that I'd created and really tried to condense it into what I feel will be a good five minute segment of selling, you know, why you should come out and listen to me.
Yeah, I can get through probably about 200 slides in 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's the problem I'm having right now, because I thought, well, maybe I should start just in case going through and putting something together. And I didn't have a whole lot of slides because it's more of a demo based kind of presentation that I did. I posted the slides and the document that goes along with it up on my blog, and basically use that as a script to go through and show everybody, okay, you do this, you do this, you do this. So I'm probably going to incorporate some of that documentation into the slides as well. But it's just kind of mind-boggling to think that, you know, boy, if I win, I really got to pull this together quick.
Yeah, and you will. So when is Lotusphere Idol? When can people come see you?
Lotusphere Idol is on Tuesday at 3 in the, I'm looking at it here, the Dolphin Southern Hemisphere 3. And that's from 3 to 4. And the winner of the session is, on Thursday from 10 to 11.
Yeah, right before Guru Palooza, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the Ed Brill announced today who all the finalists are, the contestants for it. And it really looks like a lot of people put a lot of thought into what they're doing here. And it looks like it's going to be a very interesting session.
Mm-hmm. I'm headed to Ed's session. Yeah, I'm headed to Ed's session. No, I'm looking right now at the sessions just to so we have Andy Donaldson. We have Nate Lowry and Matt Rosno. We have Andrew Brew, Mark Ambler, and Angel Fagora. I apologize, Angel, if I got your name wrong. And we have Michelle Snow. So kind of interesting. So, Andy, you have a blog, right?
Yes, I do. It's blog.macian.net.
All right. Well, Andy, the best of luck, and we'll see you at the Sphere. And I'll be there to root you on. And,
thanks, man.
And I'll take pictures and share them with everybody.
Awesome. Awesome. I know my wife is definitely bummed that she can't be there to see me, and I'm bummed that she can't either, so she'll definitely appreciate all the pictures of me, probably right fainting and being carried out.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on this mini episode of the Taking Notes podcast. Believe it or not, tomorrow we'll be talking to Julian and myself. We'll be talking to Sean Robinson, talking about Traveler 8.5. So we'll talk to you again soon. And Andy, have a safe journey to Lotusphere.
Hey, thanks, Bruce. You guys as well.